It's now time for Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Breaking Chains with Healthy Money. I'm Pastor Rod, and Pastor York is in with me tonight, and we'd like to welcome you.
Good evening, Healthy Mondays.
Good evening to everyone. Good evening. 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and check in with us live, and let's open up with prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, we thank you for this gorgeous Monday that you've given us, O Lord. We thank you for another glorious day in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord. We thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to have breath in our bodies, which you breathe in us every morning, oh Lord, and we thank you. Father God, we thank you for bringing the families through Hurricane Barry over the weekend, Father God, through this terrible storm, Father God. Thank you for sparing lives, Father God. Thank you for this devastation that could have happened, that did happen, Father God. Thank you for your covering, Father God. Thank you for your hovering over, Father God, and your breath blowing the winds the other direction, Father God, sparing life, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the many blessings bestowed, Father God, over all of our families, everyone out there in radio world, Father God, thank you for letting your Holy Ghost fall down on us right now, Father God, and let your spirit rain down on us tonight, Father God. Let your spirit move through the radio waves, Father God. Let lives be touched in the majestic name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to get ready to get this night started. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the night. 858-357-9137. Get ready to pick up the phone, and let's get ready. We want everybody to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, and let's get ready.
Get no better.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday. Pastor Rods on your radio. Good evening, Pastor York. How you doing today?
Doing great, thank you. And you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I tell you, that song right there, that song, I play that song on Monday nights because that song, after all these years, I still think that that song still has some strong merits because I don't think that we woke yet. I don't think that we have woken up yet because teachers still teaching the same way and it's children still not learning and not the proper way. The doctors are still taking care of us based on a dollar sign. People still building based on money. Everything is about money, money, money. Even some of you out there listening are saying, yeah, it's all about money. No, it's not all about money. If you are a true believer and trust in God and follow Christ, you will know that it's not all about money. Tonight, we're still talking about the mind because there was an old saying, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And my question to you tonight is, why are you just wasting it? Why are you letting your mind just waste away? Why are you letting? And I am so glad that the apostle is always on the air with me on Mondays because she is always here to make sure that everything is always backed up. We bring sound doctrine, but she is on point. With everything that I bring to you, that she's going to bring the word of God. We're going to bring the word of God, but she has her finger ready on point to everything that I'm telling you. So this works out so perfectly. It say, well, if two of you are not equally yoked, there's a problem, y'all. So if you're listening perfectly well, you will hear how perfectly yoked up we are here when we bring you Healthy Mondays, because I'm gonna bring up something, and she's gonna hit you with something tonight because she told me what she was gonna bring to you tonight. And when I say this to you, you're gonna see how well the Holy Ghost just works and moves, because I already had this on my mind to bring to you and in my spirit. And when we talk today, and here it goes. Listen, here's the thing. The song said something to me every time I listened to it. And this is what I want to say to you after listening to the song. All of the things that we see going on around the world today, all the demonic spirits that are running rampant, a lot of them are starting in high places. Because the scripture does tell you now, if we turn to Ephesians 6, everybody, if you're out there listening to me now, just take a few minutes. If you're sitting down, not reading, not driving, just make sure you're not driving. If wherever you are, just open up your word right quick and with me, and turn to Ephesians 6, and go over to verse 10, okay, and I want to just start there. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might." And it goes on to 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So here we go right here. So this is where I want to go right here for number 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the... Listen now. Against, and I'm reading this from like a New International Version, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Okay? So, and that's where I'm going to stop. So all I'm saying to you is that we as a people, we need to learn how to come together and say enough is enough. Say enough is enough. You know the difference between right and wrong. No matter what you're doing out there, you know the difference between right and wrong. Just because you may be doing some wrong in your life, you can stop. You can fall on your knees right now and beg God to forgive you and repent of your sins right now and ask the Lord to come into your life and change your life and beg forgiveness and repent right now and ask the Lord to come in and you accept him as your Lord and Savior and you will be forgiven right now, okay? That can happen to you right now. And you, as long as you're sincere in your heart and mean that. And once you do that, though, you can tell these authorities in high places of evil wickedness to stop and cease and desist and call them out. See, enough of us are not coming together calling these rulers against the authorities in these high places, calling them out. They're getting away with it, and we've been letting them get away with it for a long time. And you're letting them get away with it, and you're not speaking out because you don't have on your full armor of God. Apostles, talk to them about it. Because you said something to me on the phone about that helmet.
Amen. We're talking about the helmet. We tell them, keep your helmet on.
Hmm.
That's the subject tonight. Keep your helmet on. We're talking about the word of God. Ephesians 6 and 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, we need some protective gear. As when you're riding the motorcycle and the bicycles, they have on the heading, the gear to protect their heads and their minds. Okay, we need the word to protect our minds. We see the flood waters and the rivers. Well, if we would saturate our mind with the words and saturate our hearts with the word of God, then we'll have life, because life is in the word. Job 23 and 12 says, I have not departed from the commandments of his lips, talking about God's word. I have kept the words of his mouth more than necessary food. In other words, Job said, I place no value on the word of God than I do necessary food. Just think about this. If we ate the word of God like we eat food, how healthy we would be. More words than food. We need the food because we need the word, because the word is food for our soul. 3 John 2 says, above all, I wish that I would prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. So our soul will only prosper as we study and meditate in this word. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, study the word. And then Joshua 1 and 8 says, meditate in the word. That's why we need the word, to so that we prosper and be in good health. See, Job was saying, the truth is precious. Psalm 119 and 62. I rejoice at the word as one that findeth great spoil. In other words, life in the word is more valuable to me than eating necessary food. Psalm 119 and 27, therefore I love the commandments of God, yea, above gold, fine gold. The word of God is more important than fine gold. You said something. It is not about money. It's about Jesus. If you got Jesus, you got it all. You can have money and still be suicidal and crazy and take your life because you don't know who Jesus is. The enemy comes to kill and destroy and devour. So money will not save you, but the word of God will save you. It'll keep you in perfect peace if you stay at the feet of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
How shut it would be if we just learn to eat the word of God. And we just learn to seek the face of God.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor.
See, 1 Peter 2 and 2, as a newborn babe desired the sincere milk of the word that it may grow thereby. As that baby will scream and holler if you don't give that baby that bottle. Well, we should
That's
be
right.
running after Jesus, running after the word, seeking the word of God that we may live, that we will have the mind of Christ, that we can think on godly things and those things that are above, that the enemy will not take our minds and destroy us. See, the truth is precious. Amen. Human life. If we just think about human life, our mind as a garden, a flower garden. As you water that garden with the water, the flowers that you watered and prune and weed the flowers, how beautiful they grow. If we would water our minds and prune the thoughts out, the evil thoughts out with the word of God, how we would mature and grow in the word of God, then we do the things that please the Lord. We will think on things that are godly. We will bring up our children in admonishment of the Lord with respect and honor and dignity, as the old folks taught us years ago, how to respect ourselves, how to live holy, and how to be somebody. We got the mind. We're just wasting your mind. You're letting the devil just wreak havoc on your life because you're not staying in the word. You're not seeking the face of God. You're not calling on that name, Jesus. The thoughts we choose to think are choice. We make a choice, amen, every day what we're going to think, who we're going to serve. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we have the authority to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God,
yeah.
Bringing our thoughts into the captivity or to the obedience of God. We have that kind of power. Acts 1:8 says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power, and we can take authority over the enemy, because the only thing the enemy can do is battle your mind. If you allow it down your mind, because you have the authority to cast it down. It's in the word of God. That's why one must study the word. Amen. We choose what we're going to think. If we will allow the Holy Spirit to reveal and deal with our attitudes, our mindsets, and our thought processes, we would produce a healthy mind, a mind cultivated by the power of the word of God. If we would allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, to remove everything out of us that's not of God, to wash and cleanse us with the word. We are washed and cleansed and renewed and restored by the word of God. We must continue to study and meditate in the word of God, continually tuning our minds, reading our God with our minds. It is our ultimate duty to cleanse our minds, prune our minds, that we would have the mind of Christ. Romans 12:2 say, let your mind be transformed, changed by the word of God. But you got to stay in the word. You got to desire the word. You got to want to meditate in the word, that the word will cleanse you, that you will have the mind of Christ.
Yes,
we see
Lord.
A society now full of anxiety, full of fear. You got a pill to go to bed, a pill to wake up. Prescription drugs, street drugs, over-the-counter drugs. A drug-crazed society.
Wow.
Because we don't know Jesus. You just want a pill. Give me a pill. Give me a pill to fix it. The pill will not fix it. If you're on doctor's medicine, I am not telling you not to take your medicine, but I'm telling you to seek God. Begin to seek his face and call on that name, Jesus. Fear and anxiety is not of God. Amen. Fear will destroy you. God said, I've not given you a fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind.
Yes, right. Amen.
Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord, and he delivered me from all my fears. That's why we got to seek him tonight. We got to seek his face. Isaiah 26:3 says, he whose mind is stayed on Jesus shall have perfect peace. You got to keep your mind on Jesus. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also Christ Jesus. We got to have the mind of Christ. Philippians 4:7 says, he'll give you the peace that passes all understanding, even in the midst of the trials and the light affliction that we are going through, because our mind is stayed on Jesus. We align the word of God to cleanse us, strengthen us, and to restore us. John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Learn how to lean on Jesus. Philippians 3:5-6 say, lean on Jesus. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Ask the Holy Spirit. He the Holy Spirit. He engender the third part of the triune to direct your path, to order your steps, to lead and guide you in the pathways of righteousness, that you will have perfect peace. Because you're not trusting yourself. You're putting total confidence in God. You got to seek the face of God. You got to want and desire the sincere milk of the word, that your mind will be cleansed and strengthened. The enemy came to kill, seek, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. We have the blessings of God. We have an inheritance. When Jesus died, you can't get an inheritance until someone dies. So when Jesus died, we received an inheritance, not only of salvation, but a prosperity of health, a good life. Because it's when he came that we have our life and have it more abundantly. Our minds need to be pruned and watered by the word. Saturate our minds with the word of God. Run to him, Jesus. Seek him with all our heart, soul, mind, and body. Say, God, I surrender my whole heart, soul, mind, and body to you, that I be a vessel of honor that you can cleanse from all unrighteousness, from evil thinking, thinking the things of God, that I be a vessel of honor that you can pour in and use for your glory. We got to have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
All we can have that mind is that we stay in the word, that the word will saturate our minds, will saturate us and cleanse us and strengthen us. That's the word tonight, Pastor.
Amen. 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 Glory to God.
Mm. And that is powerful, because if we want all of that. The problem being is that we don't want to put anything in. We want to get something, but we don't want to invest anything. We want to always mm-hmm. want to receive, but we don't want to give. You got to give to receive. I look at that and I say that because God gave his only begotten son, and something powerful in that is that he gave something. He gave his only begotten son. That was a life given. That was a price paid for you. So if he died for you, you can live for him. And I think that we have to get away from that microwavable living effect. We want everything right now so quickly. We don't want to invest anything in it. We don't want to prove that we have faith. We don't want to prove that we have trust in him. We want everything right now, right this second. And there's nothing. And the problem being, you said something, Pastor, about popping pills for this and that. And it brought me to something, because I was looking at some stats today and I pulled them back up, because, by us wanting things and living in a microwavable world today, we want everything right now. That makes your anxiety level so high. And the anxiety disorders are very high in the world today. And it says that by the anxiety levels being so high, that makes the drug use very high, because the pill popping is going on. The alcohol use is up high. The drug abuse is up high. And that brings all the eating disorders down. That brings the bipolar disorder up, the schizophrenia up, the drug use up, the alcohol use up. The depression is skyrocketing because everybody's under an anxiety disorder. The stigma of anxiety is up, skyrocketing. So everything, all of this is up because, like you said, no one is trusting in God no more. No one is studying the word anymore. No one is praying without ceasing anymore. No one wants to do any of that anymore. And I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying a lot of people are walking away from the word of God. A lot of people are walking out of the house of God. And we're trying to get you to understand that that's where you need to be. You need to be in the Word. You need to be in the house of God. You need to keep your eye on Christ. You need to look to the hills from which comes your help. Your help come from the Lord. Your breath come from the Lord. Everything that you have come from the Lord. Everything that you have come from the Lord. And you need to keep your eye on him. You know, Psalms 23 is a powerful, 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 powerful word. And the Lord is my shepherd. You know, just the start of that is powerful enough. I shall not want. You shall not want for anything, because he's your shepherd. You know what I'm saying? When you think of a shepherd and he taking care of his sheep, those sheep depend on that shepherd. And everybody always talk about the staff that the shepherd carries with the hook on the end. That means if that sheep stray away, he ain't got to go far to pull that sheep back, because he got that hook and can hook right around his belly and pull him right back to him. You know what I'm saying? And it's something, because God can just pull us on right back to him. He don't have to go far. He reach down and grab you. You know, but you got to want that. You got to make that choice. It's all about a choice, y'all. We have to make a choice, and it all starts in your mind. We're talking about the mind tonight, because everything starts right there. You know what I'm saying? Before it gets into your heart, it has to start in your mind. You got to make up your mind if that's what you want. You got to make the decision if that's what you want. You know, we can feed the word to you. We're going to keep doing that. But you got to want to feed off of it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to want to pick up that spoon and feed yourself. You know, we're not going to be here 24/7 feeding you. You know, we're here on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays with some type of word for you. But all those other times that we're not on this air for you, you got to be wanting to study, to show yourself approved, feed yourself, studying, reading, praying. You got to want to do that. You know what I'm saying? We've all been through something. None of us are perfect. That perfect man already ascended back to heaven. He's already gone. He left us here to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. That's who we are. You know what I'm saying? It's time for us to say enough is enough and stop settling for things that we know are not right. that we know are out of order, that are not decent and in an order according to God's word. If you study your word, you will know that things that are being done around us are not decent and in order based on what God says. We know that, okay? Listen, I'm going to even say this. The things that are being done out of the White House, we're not supposed to sit there and just call the man out his name, talk about it. The scripture says we're supposed to pray for him. Okay?
Amen.
The scripture says, God says, pray for your leaders. Pray for them. Mm. Okay? Pray for them. While you putting your mouth on them and talking about them and doing that, you're speaking damnation to them. You're speaking destruction to them and all that. You live in the same country he lives in. You live in the same world he lives in. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying to you is that, oh man, you hear people talking about this or that or this or that. You live in the U.S. just like I live in the U.S. What makes you so protective that everybody else is not protected? Because you saying you covered in the blood? Yes, a lot of us are. But you know what I'm saying? If you covered in the blood, that you should know better then. You should know what you should be doing. You should know what you should be doing. You should be praying. You know what I'm saying? He was put in office for you to come back to God. God put him in office for a purpose and a reason. And you haven't seen that yet. You know, if you look in the Bible, you remember the story of Saul. Saul was put in the office of being a king for a purpose and a reason. Because the people asked for a king like Saul. And God said, you sure about that? And I'm just paraphrasing. And guess what? God put Saul in the office of a king. And they come to realize that they made a bad call when they asked for King Saul. So you made a bad call when you asked for this man to be your president. Now you're realizing that. So all you can do now is start praying. You need to start praying and stop complaining. Start praying because it's been done already. So start praying about it. Okay? That's what God wants you to do, to pray. Because, see, God can make this go on some more little longer than God's in control. I put it that way. God's in control, not you, not me. God is. And you need to remember that. Remember that. God still's in charge. He is still in charge. And speaking on the mind, let's get back to that, because I said it and it's been said since before I got on this earth, I'm sure. Mine is a terrible thing to waste, brothers and sisters. Stop wasting your time on all this nonsense out here. I know entertainment has been around a long time, but don't you think enough is enough, though? Our children have gotten wild. They just wild. They have no morals. They have no values. They think of what they're doing is cute and whatever. I don't agree, but who am I to them? They probably think, God, who is this old man talking? But, you know, we got to get back to teaching our children the difference of right and wrong and what's respectful. Our pastor preached on something yesterday about, you know, saving our children because they are our future. And we got to put some things that have some morals and integrity on our children's mind, because if this is what they're going to be doing and they our future leaders, we in a world of trouble. So what you going to do about that? Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're older, they will not depart from it. So, Pastor, what do we need to do about this?
Pastor, all I know, we hit the streets and from east, west, north, and south, and put the word out there, and perhaps somebody will hear about somebody, Jesus Christ, that can save anybody. That's all we can do. We bring the word on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We hit the streets and just keep preaching. And then not only preaching, but leading and living by example, because we may be the only Bible somebody sees. And see, we the church, God is holding the church accountable. First, Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name but humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I hear from heaven and heal the land. He's talking to the church. So we the church must be a bright light. A bright light in this society, in this dark world, because everything is going on now. But we, the church, must walk in truth. We must be the walking Bible. When they see Jesus, when they read the word, they should be able to see the Jesus in us. to see the hour light that is bright, that we are living what we are preaching, that we are living epistles, so that we will not stagger anybody. So we're doing all we can. We're going out in the streets. We, the true born-again believers, must live a life of love, exaltation, exalting, blessing one another, respecting one another, loving even those that are unlovable, those that hate and talk about us. We still got to love, because love is of God. So we got to show love. We got to have compassion, our heart like Jesus. That's what God requires, that we love one another. He said, Galatians 6 and 9 and 10 say, be good to everyone, especially the household of faith. So we got to be good. We got to treat people like Jesus would treat. We got to love like Jesus. We got to talk and live like Jesus. That's the only thing we can do. And lead by example.
Amen. 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 And I guess one of the most important thing is that we have to make sure that we have God's anointing on our heads, yes, and in our lives and on us before we go out and do what we say that we are anointed to do, and stop playing with God.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
The anointing has to be on you, and not man's so-called anointing. I'm talking about God's anointing.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have God's anointing on you, because there's a difference. And there are a lot of people out here playing with God. You know, they really are. And God has to deal with them, because we don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, but God does. And God's anointing, he's the one that has to do that. And it's something, because and listen, I'm just saying, I just use the scriptures about that. I just do it that way, because there's nothing you can really say about that, but just use God's word about it, because 1 John 2:27, but as for me, the anointing which I receive from him abides in me. Then I have no need that anyone should instruct me, but just as his anointing teaches me concerning everything and is true and is no falsehood, so I must abide in him and rooted in him, just as he has taught me to do. You know, you have to abide in God, in Christ Jesus only. Your anointing comes from him, from above. And the thing about it is that I just want you to understand that if they ain't talking about God, preaching Jesus and the Holy Ghost, that anointing is not from above. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just simple as that, you know, and that's just simple as that. And just go with that. And when you're going through it out there and you got that anxiety on you and you're worrying and you don't trust that person that's coming to you, listen, you don't have to do nothing but call on Jesus. Just talk to God. You know what I'm saying? Psalms 86 and 7, the New International Version. I'm looking in it right now. It says, in the day of my trouble, I will call to you, but you will answer me. If you mean it and you sincere in your heart and you accept him, he will answer you anytime you call on him. He said, you have not because you ask not. He said, he will never leave nor forsake you. I am strong, courageous, and firm. I fear not, I am not in terror, for it is the Lord my God who goes with me. He will not fail me nor forsake me. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. He will never leave nor forsake me. He will always be there with me. He's always been here with me. Always. Always. So no matter what we're dealing with out here in this world today, in this wicked world, because stop letting people tell you, too, you're living in perilous times, because you don't understand what perilous times means. If you read the book of Revelation, you will know that you're not in perilous times yet. And pray to the Lord that he doesn't let you see these perilous times that are about to come. Because it says that the angel would pour the vial on the moon. Lord, on the sun. Lord, have mercy. He would pour a vial on the sun. Lord, have mercy. You don't want to be around when the perilous times hit and God's wrath starts hitting this earth. So stop telling people you living in perilous times.
You don't want to see that. You don't want to be here for that. So get your life right.
Mm-hmm.
Get your mind right on Christ. Get your mind set on Christ. You know, regardless of what they telling you. You know, pick up the word and study it and understand it. You know, I hear a lot of people saying that, okay, well, you know, the Bible, the English Bible is not real. You know, I've been studying. I talked to a gentleman. He said, man, I've been studying the word in the Hebrew language. It's okay. It's okay that you study it in the Hebrew language. In those days, that's what they spoke in the Hebrew language. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Yeshua HaMashiach. You know what I'm saying? That was his Hebrew name. He okay with that? But don't neglect the word of God because of what man is telling you to do. You better follow your heart where God lives, where his Holy Spirit is. It's just a lot going on out here that can just confuse you, that can do damage to a mind today, that can do things to you that can cause you to have anxiety, depression, and start drinking, doing heavy drugs, doing things that can make you go back to the streets, make you backslide, make you give up your faith, make you turn your back on God, make you do things that you don't need to be doing. We're talking straight at you tonight. We coming at you straight every night we come on this airwaves because it's serious out there. It's serious out there. We have to intercede on people's behalf. We have to stand in the gap for people every day. That's what we do. We sit on the wall, paying attention, alerting you that there's dangers ahead. There's dangers coming. There's danger around the corner. There are traps set. Be mindful. Ask God to teach you how to turn on your gifts of the Spirit. So you'll be able to discern these spirits. So you'll be able to communicate with him by speaking in tongues and talking to him. How to listen to him. Brothers and sisters, we need you to come on in. Jesus didn't tell you it was going to be easy either. So stop looking for the easy way out. Pastor, let them know it's not easy.
It's not easy. I've been in ministry 26 years, and it has not been easy. But I have a made-up mind that I'm going all the way with Jesus. I'm like Paul. I picked up my cross, and I'm not going to look back because we got to live a life that's rapture-ready because hell is real. Heaven is real, so is hell, but we make a choice every day. Who are we going to serve, and where are we going to spend eternity? We didn't come here to stay. We're about a vapor here. This life is passing away. This month, these months come in and go out so fast.
Huh.
So we got to be prepared. When Jesus called our number, he's calling somebody's dying every 3 seconds. Are you rapture ready? Are you prepared to be Jesus? So you can talk about the Bible, whether it's Hebrew, English, or whatever. But as Job said, I've seen the necessary words of God more than food. We know enough, those of us that read the Bible, to stay out of hell. Just obey my commandments. He say, obey. Love ye one another as I have loved you. That's the first commandment, is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and body.
Yes.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. So love. So we don't know anything else. If we love the Lord, we're going to obey him. And then we love him so with all our being. And then we love our neighbors as ourselves. Because I don't care how you speak in tongue, how you sing, how you prophesy. If your heart is not right, you're going to tell you, depart from you, iniquity of the workers of iniquity, I knew you not. You got to have a heart like Jesus, a compassionate heart, a heart full of love and compassion, if you want to see Jesus. So now the word tells us, just obey me. If you read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, it will tell you, if you obey me, you shall be blessed. You shall prosper. You shall be in good health. The prayer, James tells us the prayers of the righteous, 5:16, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. You can't live like the devil and think you can get a prayer through. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the church and think you can get a prayer through. You got to commit to God. You got to submit. Have a pure heart, a heart full of loving compassion. For Christ I live and for Christ I die.
It's
and
like
then
that.
You can
yes.
get a prayer through. Because you're walking in love, because you got some people now got so much bitterness in their heart, they got sickness in their bodies from the bitterness and from the anger. Somebody did something 20 years ago, and you still holding and just chewing on it, letting it destroy you. You can't get a prayer through if you walk in anger, bitterness, division, and strife. And then, like you said, even talking about the president, because the Bible tells us to pray for the leaders and those kings and those in authority. He said, pray for them. So when you put your tongue on the president, when you put your tongue on the apostles, the prophets, and teachers, and the pastors, and on your neighbors and friends, you're cursing yourself because you say, pray for your enemies. He didn't say, talk about them. So now we got to learn to do the things that please the Lord. Then we can get a prayer through. Then we'll prosper and be in good health, our soul prosper. Then we can live as we obey the commandments of God. We shall live. Psalms 84:11, that B part says, no good thing will God withhold from them that walk upright. All we got to do is walk upright. It's not your job. It's not your Social Security check or your welfare check that's keeping you. It's God that's keeping you. Everything we need come down from Jesus, come down from the Father of life, but it's in the name of Jesus. God is the supplier of every need. He is our provider. He made a way back at the cross over 2,000 years ago. Your total confidence should be in Jesus and not man. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Say, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So we know. Just that right there in itself is powerful enough. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if we know in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, but in the beginning was the Word. So how can you miss that? We have to understand who God is. And if you haven't had a relationship with him, start building a relationship, because if you don't have a relationship with God, you can't have a relationship with anyone else. Let's get that understood. There's not going to be a healthy relationship nowhere else in your life. That's not speaking any damnation towards your life. That's not speaking any horror in your life. That's not speaking any bad ill wills in your life. That's just speaking truth. If your relationship does not start with God, you will not have any healthy relationship anywhere, nowhere. Okay, because God is the head of all relationships. He's the head of life. So without him, there is no relationship. Okay. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. So if you have to put God first in everything, you know what I'm saying? How can you expect anything to go right? You know, nothing. He's a jealous God. You know what I'm saying? You should have no other God before him. Nothing comes before God. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you have to stop putting things before God. You have to put God first in everything that you do, no matter what it is, no matter who it is. Nobody and nothing comes before God. Nothing. Nobody. And we have to stop
nobody.
Doing
that. Nobody.
Nobody. I don't care who it is.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. And we have to stop doing that, because there's a lot of that going on out here in the world today. And you have to acknowledge God in everything. God said, you know what I'm saying, you have to give him your all, mind, body, and soul. You know what I'm saying? Jesus already went and got your soul back from the devil anyway, that he tried to steal it anyway. You know, God owns all of us. You know, he died for everybody. And when he gave up his life for the world, there are two type of people on the earth. It was a pastor. I heard a pastor say this. Two type of people on the earth. The ones that's going to serve God, and the ones that's going to serve the devil. The ones that's going to serve the devil, they already sold their soul to the devil. They gone. They already over there. You know what I'm saying? They just walking on the earth. They already know who they're going to serve. But those that's going to serve the Lord, you know what I'm saying? You are backslidden. He loves backsliders. You have you still out here doing things that you shouldn't be doing, and God knows that.
But you know what I'm saying? It's time for you to make up your mind what you're going to do. He said, you either hot or cold, lukewarm, he spit out his mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing because the word kind of tells you already what's what. And you have to just read it to understand it. And all that getting, get an understanding. And stop just watering it down, choosing what you want to fit you and what you don't want to use, you throw it away. You can't throw the word away. It's already been written for you. Okay, you say different things been written for this or written for that. Listen, just study your word. Just study your word. That's all you got to do. Study your word. Just study your word. And let the Holy Spirit guide you. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the Spirit of the Lord talk to you as you study. That's why you should always sit down and meditate and pray before you get into your word. Don't just jump into the word and start reading it without praying first and asking the Lord to open up your mind to get an understanding of what you're reading. You got to talk to the Lord first before you start talking to him and reading his word. You got to talk to him first so he can clear. You got to have a clear conscience, clear mind so you can start reading so things can get in right and correctly because it's going into your eye sockets. You know what I'm saying? You're reading and it's got to get into your mind properly. You know what I'm saying? Because the devil can get in and try to distract you and throw you off and make you see one thing and not even seeing what you think you're seeing and try to get your reading all thrown off and get your understanding thrown off. So you got to learn how to understand things properly. It's just like going to school. You know what I'm saying? This is studying. This is like going to class. You know what I'm saying? Don't take the Bible lightly. Don't take the word of God lightly. You did something to go get your degree in college and you graduated Sigma Cum Laude. So you know what I'm saying? Do the same thing with this word of God. Don't take it lightly. You know what I'm saying? Study it like you going for your Sigma Cum Laude braids around your neck. You understand? So stop treating God like he just somebody that ain't real. You know? You got breath in your body right now. He breathed in your body. He blowed in breath into your body this morning. And woke you up. He touched your head and woke you up, put that finger of love on you and woke you up. And you over there hitting the alarm clock talking about, I don't feel like getting up, it's Monday morning. And God done breathed breath into you to wake you up this morning. And you complaining, always complaining about something, always got something to be nagging about, always got something to be fussing about, always got something to be raising saying about. But do you hear God complaining about you? Do you hear God complaining and nagging about you? Do you hear God coming down here snatching you up? Do you see God taking your life away? No, he letting you breathe. He letting you complain. He letting you do everything that you want to do, but he ain't saying nothing to you yet. He ain't said nothing to you yet. You heard me add yet in there because he's just trying to give you he giving you all these chances every day to get it right. Now, you go on your job, you mess up, you get fired. You go on here and do this at the house, you're getting in trouble. You go over here and do this, you're getting in trouble. Everywhere you go and do something wrong, you're getting in trouble. But you're blaming God, but he's a God of many chances, but you won't even serve him. You won't even pray to him. You won't even call out to him. You won't even bow down to him. You won't even give him reverence. You won't do none of this for him, but he's a God of many, many, many chances. You understand what I'm saying to you? But you don't think about him. You don't talk to him. You don't say thank you. You don't do none of this, but you say, yes, sir, thank you to that person. Thank you to that person, but you don't say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for putting clothes on my back. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a roof over my head. Thank you, Lord, for putting money in my pocket. Thank you, Lord, for giving me that car to drive. Thank you, Lord, for putting gas in that car. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of my children. You understand what I'm saying? It's just little simple things that God wants. He don't ask you for much. He say he's a jealous God, but you won't even say nothing to him. You don't even acknowledge him. You go in his house. You don't even listen to the pastor. You on your telephone texting. You on your telephone tweeting. You on Facebook. You won't even listen to the man or woman of God bringing God's word. You understand what I'm saying to you now? You just listen to me. I just want to put something on your brain tonight. That these are things that you don't even acknowledge God for, but he's a God of many, many chances that he could just take your life with a twinkling of an eye, but you don't even acknowledge him. You don't say nothing to him. You don't even say, thank you, Lord, for this day. Watch over me as I lay down tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking me through this day, Lord. Watch me throughout the night, Lord. Watch over my children tonight, Lord. Take care of us tonight, Lord. You don't say nothing like that. You just plop your butt on in the bed and go to sleep like you just going to know you're going to wake up in the morning. You understand what I'm saying to you? You just don't do that. You don't just say, thank you, Lord. Just cover my house tonight, Lord, so don't no burglars come in my house tonight, Lord. So don't nothing happen to me overnight. You just, see, you done got me upset tonight because, see, you don't even understand the God that serves you, that you won't even serve him. He's serving you by keeping you alive, by taking care of you, by blessing you. The many blessings, why he got the window of heaven open right now, pouring you out a blessing, and you ain't even paying no tithes. You ain't even paying no offerings. You ain't giving nothing to the church. You ain't even saying nothing to the pastor. You ain't telling your brothers and sisters you love them. You treating them like dogs. You just treat people like just nothing, and you ain't even paying attention to what God is doing for you. Eyes roaming all over the earth, watching what you're doing. Got that book of life, writing down everything that you ain't doing, what you should be doing, that you ain't doing. Sitting there thinking he's stupid, and you the one that just ain't got your right mind going on. Lord, have mercy. Pastor, go ahead, take over, Pastor. Take over, Pastor. Woo, Lord, have mercy.
We just need to come to the Lord with a repentant heart and allow God to work in us, to change our hearts and minds. We just need to repent tonight. If we haven't repented, we need to repent and say, for God I live and for God I die. God, come into my heart. Take over my mind, my thoughts, my will. Forgive me for everything I've thought and said and done that was ungodly. Take control. Holy Spirit, take control of my thoughts. Lead me in the pathways of righteousness. I surrender to you my whole heart, soul, mind, and body, God, to be used for your glory. I was created in your image to be like you. Help me to be like Jesus. Help me to love like Jesus, talk like Jesus, live like Jesus. No, it's not going to be easy when you serve the Lord. It wasn't easy for Jesus. They hated Jesus, who knew no sin, no guile came out of his mouth, no trickery, no deception. They followed him for the loaves, for the things that he was doing, blessing and healing and delivering. The same people that hollered Hosanna on Sunday night and throwing out accolades and blessing him for the same people on Friday night that crucified him. But yet he got up with all power, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, the power side, interceding for you and I. John 17:9 says, I pray not for the world. He's praying for us, interceding, but for those that God has given him. He's interceding for you and I, saints. He allows his mercy to be upon all of us, but he loves his children, the ones that walk in obedience, because you love your children when they obey. How much more you think God loves us? He gave the best when he gave his son. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He redeemed us back from the curse of death. He made a way because he is the way. He gave us life. He gave us a choice to serve him or serve Satan. Every morning we should get up with a thankful heart. He says, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God for our lives. We ought to be a thankful people, a grateful people, a holy people. Because we were created to please him, to give him pleasure. Every time we sin and do things that are ungodly, we grieve the Holy Spirit. We grieve the heart of God. It's just like saying, God, I don't appreciate what you did. I don't appreciate you giving your son to die for me. I don't appreciate that he hung, bled, and died on yonder tree that we may have a right to the tree of life. I don't appreciate that Jesus came that I have the abundant life, the great life. I don't appreciate what he did, that he sacrificed. The Father gave the Son, and the Son gave his life. Sacrificed for you and I that were sinners. He made a way. He is the way. And we don't even want to tell God thank you for all that he does. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's still healing. He's still giving provision. Everything we have, we bought nothing to this world. We're going to take nothing out. We've done nothing to earn them. They are grace gifts. Everything we have, unmerited favor. We didn't earn to get a house. We didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve that car, that money, that the life that God has given us. It is by grace, unmerited favor. We did nothing to say, well, I deserve this. We did nothing. It is by the grace of God. His grace and mercy. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, every morning there are new mercies, new grace, new compassion, new kindness, every morning. I tell my family and family, church family, get up every morning, spend some time with the Lord before you leave. Tell him thank you. Cover your house and your children under the blood, your family, your loved ones under the blood. Tell him thank you in the morning before you go to bed at night. Thank God for bringing us through another day, through danger seen and unseen. Let God know you appreciate what he did. Let Jesus know that you love him, because he first loved us while we were yet sinners. We love him by walking in total obedience to him, by obeying his statutes and commandments, because his commandments are not grievous, they're easy. It's easy to love. It takes more energy to hate. The stress, the heart pumping fast because you're walking in hate. It's so easy to love because you just relax and love. The enemy came to take you out. He wants you to get upset and have that heart attack or that stroke from getting angry. But if you walk in love and walk in peace, it's so easy to let go and let God, to let him be the Lord of our lives. We don't know the way to go, but the Holy Spirit does. That's why we surrender and say, God, I don't know the way. Show me the way. What would you have me to do? How may I please you? What is your will? What is your purpose for me? Lord, I surrender. Here I am. Take me. Thy will be done. Jesus, I came to do the will of my Father. Jesus, I came to speak the things my Father tell me to speak. Father, help me to do your perfect will, not your permissive will. What do you want me to do, Father? I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go where you tell me to go, because my life is not my own. I'm bought with a price. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
My God, my God.
You know, Jesus said in the book of John, he said, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world
Amen.
Through him might be saved.
Amen.
And he said that he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already.
Already.
Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So when the light came into the world and men loved darkness rather than the light, their deeds were already evil because they didn't receive the light.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't receive the light, you already condemned. Christ already
Amen.
Said it. You already condemned because you don't receive it. You didn't accept it. And that happened over 2,000 years ago. So that
Amen.
Spirit still lurks today in 2019. There are those out there that still don't receive the light. And the difference in then and now is that we are the light. We are
Amen.
The light of the world. And there are those out there that are still trying to put out the light. And
Amen.
and we don't have the spirit of fear in us, because God didn't give us that spirit. And the thing about it is that us being the children of God, sons and daughters of the Most High, we have to stop hiding our light under a bushel. And pull our lights out and raise them up high, because people need to see your light. They need to see where you are, because they need to come running to you right now, because they are in search of help. They need you. They need you more than you think they do. They need to know where the salt of the earth is, because they need to come back to get that flavor back in their mouth, the flavor of God. You understand what I'm
Amen.
Saying? Because they have lost the flavor of God's word, sound doctrine, because things have been watered down. The word of God has been just, you know, filtered and just, ooh, you know, like, ooh, and they're looking for it. So you know, the scripture also say, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither coming to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And all that says is that, you know, it's you want that correction. You seek it. You don't mind seeking the correction so that you can come back to the light,
So that's why we holding our lights up, so that you can find it. We all over the world. We all over the world.
Amen.
Because Christ sent us out. He sent us out. He told us to go to the four corners of the earth and make disciples of all nations. And he said that he cannot return until all mankind has heard about him and has heard and been fed the word of God. And there are those that don't know yet. And they need to be fed. And we need to continue to feed those that don't know, and we have to continue to work. There's plenty of work to do, and we need you to continue to work with us. We're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to come right back, and we'll be right back. Pastor York and I are on, and Pastor Rod, and we thank you for turning us on tonight. 858-357-9137. Come on and get involved with the conversation tonight. We're having a great time. Keep your helmets on, y'all. You got to put on the full armor of God, because this is serious out here. There's a lot going on. You're listening to A Healthy Monday. It's Breaking Chains right here on YAT Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. It's Drew Tony.
Oh, is gaining more ground.
Yeah. Ooh. Man, I can't do what I wanna, go where I wanna. Yeah. I can't even think what I wanna. But cause God is gaining.
That new album is coming out in the Williams Music Group coming up later on this year. Those two artists, him and Second Samuel, I can't wait to release those guys. Woo-woo. But anyway, that song right there, though, when you say gain more ground to the Lord, that means that you're surrendering your all to him. And we have to be willing to do that, Pastor. And that's something because I'm going to speak. I'm going to say this from a man's perspective because I can only speak, and I'm not going to even say from a man's perspective. I'm going to say from my perspective because I can't speak for all men. I can only speak for me. I'm going to say this from my point of view. When I was coming up and as I was fighting my calling, I didn't want to release my all, you know, because as a man, I wanted to still feel like I needed to prove a point to myself that I'm a man. I'm still supposed to do certain things. I'm still supposed to do this and I'm supposed to do that because I'm a man. And as a man, I still had that manly pride, not an arrogant pride, but a manly pride, you know, that I got to do this. I'm not supposed to do that because I got to do it this way because I'm a man. And, you know, you constantly hearing God saying, son, I got this. I got this, son. You don't have to do this. I got this. And it's something because, you know, you have to be able to let God gain all the grounds in your life. from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. When it says that, you know, God will order your steps of, you know, a righteous man, God orders his steps. You know, God, you know, you have to let God order your steps if you're a righteous man. You know what I'm saying? You got to move out of the way. I'm just paraphrasing this now, and I'm putting this together from my point of view that, you know, when you give up all to God, you got to remove yourself out the way. You got to move and let God step in and let God take over. And, you know, I fought with that for a long time. And when I came into the fullness of what it was all about and gained that full understanding and stop listening to what man was saying and start listening to what God was saying and what God was doing, then I had full understanding. And then I knew that, listen, I had to step back. I'm a work in progress every day because, you know, none of us are perfect. I strive for perfection every day. I do. I strive for it every day, all day, to live in his image, after his likeness. You know, it's not easy, but I know that there's something that, you know, I have to repent of and pray over every day, because he says that we all fall short of the glory every day. So, you know, we have to continue to fight that spiritual warfare and stand fight. And fight off that temptation, because that temptation is going to constantly be there. That battle is going to always be there, but the battle is not ours; it's the Lord's, and we got to let him fight that battle, because we can't win that battle. We don't even understand that battle for real, because it's something that we don't even can't even imagine. And we have to just say that, you know, teach me, Lord, to do your will. For you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me into a level and into a land of rightness. That's Psalms 143 and 10. And then even God is my refuge and strength and a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Psalms 46. So he's going to always be there. And it's all good. It's all good. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. I'm looking at Galatians 5 and 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness,
yes.
Temperance, but no love. So you first got to love before love precedes all those other fruit. If you love, then you can do the other fruit.
Sure.
And then 24 it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and love. In other words, you're with Christ now. You no longer desire the flesh, the things of the world. You're in Christ, Jesus, and you desire the fruit. You desire to love. You desire to walk in peace and joy. You desire to be good and gentle and loving toward one another. You desire to walk in faith. You desire to have a spirit of meekness and humility. You desire to have self-control, controlling your own temper, because the Holy Spirit is in control. You crucified your affections of your flesh. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. If we love the Lord, these are the things that we will do. And I want to read another scripture, Luke 1:68-5. Blessed the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and redeemed his people to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. In other words, we've made up our minds that we're going to serve him in the beauty of holiness, that we're going to serve him without fear. We're going to worship him in truth. We're going to walk in holiness and righteousness. We're going to obey every word and commandment. We're going to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord. We're going to walk in his perfect will and not do the things that will grieve the Holy Spirit. We got a made-up mind that we have. Will serve him all the days of our lives. Persevering through these light afflictions, because Paul said they are but light afflictions. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. You know, I was I'm looking at John chapter 4, Pastor, and verse 14, Jesus says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him
shall never thirst. But mm-hmm. the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And, but I think about that, and it's like Jesus is he tells us he is the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets
yes,
to the
is.
Father without going through him. And when you think about that, you think about who he is. But then you go down to verse 24. He say, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So mm-hmm. so it's like we do things in the flesh which has no merit with God at all. The scripture plainly talks to you about how you should worship God. It just said God mm-hmm. is a spirit. You must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, it's like, how do we continue to do things that we know that, and now I'm talking to the people that know better, okay? We always talking about how we should not come after or say, and we're not coming. And you just talk about how we should speak in love, and the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. Actually, I'm sorry. And, mm-hmm. and the first one is love. See, this is all about mm-hmm. love right now, because see, we do this out of love. This is all about love right now. Because, see, we know better, so we should do better. Because when Christ returns, he's not coming back to reign. He already reigns. He's coming back to judge. And he's starting with his house first. He's coming back mm-hmm. to judge his house, and which is us, the church. And he's not coming to judge a building for a spot or a blemish. He's coming to look at you, who call themselves Christians. Say we spiritual folks, we God fearing folks, I want to know, because like I said, none of us are perfect, but we got to be striving to do right. We got to be striving now to go after perfection. Listen. Chapter 5, verily, verily, I say unto you, in verse 19, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he shall show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father mm-hmm. judges no man, but he hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which hath sent him. So I read that to say that, listen, if you believe in God, how can you say to me that you don't believe in his Son?
Mm-hmm.
You say to me, yeah, I believe in God, I trust God, but I don't believe in that other stuff. You know, you hear this quite often now. You hear it quite often. But here I am reading this to you, that this was written long before you got here. And God is going to bring you back to your first love, which is the Word of God. And the scripture does tell you that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that. And the thing about that is, brothers and sisters out there in radio world, radio land, wherever you are, is that there are situations that are going on all over this world right now where they don't have the freedom to confess that. And you do, and you deny it. You denying him. And he said, if you deny me, oh my God. Oh Lord have mercy. You denying him down here? Around here walking around like he don't exist? What you think is going to happen to you on Judgment Day when you get before the Father? I'm going to say here, this is going to be us. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Mm.
But you are denying. Peter denied him three times. He told him he was going to do it for the... He told him he was going to do it, and he did it. And there are those out here denying him today, turning their backs on him. And all hell is breaking loose around you right now as I speak. Things are going on in your life right now that you don't even know why. And the word tells you why. And listen, I want to go on with this because it says in 25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God and they that hear shall live. Mm. And have given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming. In that which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that had done good unto the resurrection of life, and they have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Listen, and this is in the book of John. So this ain't even in the book of Revelation that they're talking about the dead rising up and judgment coming. So you need to put some things on your mind tonight and decide which master you're going to serve. The master of good, of light, or the master of evil, of darkness. And you need to get your life right. You know, you have a choice to make. You know, we can't tell you which way to go. But we asking you to choose life and light because that's the best way out. You know, I can't speak on anything else. That's just what I know. That's what saved me. So, you know, go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. It's just time to say, Lord, here I am. I surrender. It's just time to give God our all in all. From the depths of our hearts, that we surrender, that we show love, that we exalt one another and bless one another, that we be a bright light. It's just time, church. I'm talking to the church tonight. Because we may be the only Bible they see. That we walk in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. That we let the fruit of the Spirit dwell in us abundantly. Every morning we should pray that the fruit of the Spirit will dwell in us abundantly, that we show that love, that we show that forgiveness, that kindness, that gentleness, that faith, that we exercise self-control, that we go through long suffering. You got to go through some things sometimes. But the things we go through come to make us and not break us. It makes us stronger so that we can go out and witness to others and encourage others. But we got to have the mind of Christ, a made-up mind that I'm going all the way with Jesus, that I'm not going to allow anything or anybody to separate me from that love. I'll stop me from walking in my purpose and my destiny, because God has a purpose for each and every one of us. We were created in the image of Jesus, Genesis 1 and 26. We were created for greatness. But it's up to us to strive every day to walk in God's will, to seek his face, to do the things that please him. No, it's not easy. But once you make up your mind and you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, you can do all things through Christ who strengthen you. Because you got a made up mind, I'm not going to allow anything or anybody to turn me around. It's your choice. Choose whom you're going to serve this day. Joshua says, as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Okay, chapter.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. This was a powerful night tonight. And we're going to get ready to wrap this show up tonight. And I'm excited about what God is doing. Powerful move of God is going on. Coming up in September, we moved the dates back. Coming up in September, we're going to be getting ready for our P31 and Men of Valor classes. That's going to be taking place at the House of Judah right here in Whistler, Alabama, at 327 Fall Avenue, Whistler, Alabama, 36612. Apostle Barbara Yark is the pastor, and her number is 251-454-0773. You can call me at 678-656-9981. House of Judah Church, 327 Fall Avenue, Whistler, Alabama, 36612. The Virtuous Woman, P31 Ladies Night. Classes will start at 6 p.m. nightly, the first and third Wednesday. And the Men of Valor classes will be the second and fourth Wednesday. So get ready, spread the word. We'll be hitting the streets starting here, putting flyers out in the city and out there in Radio Land. Spread the word. We'll be posting and putting things out to let you know. But we're getting ready. I want to let the ladies and the men know that we just want to help to teach and educate and come together in a round table to just see what we can do to help to break some chains and coming together as a people to break some of these things and demonic cycles that are going on in our communities. And we are definitely willing to come to your city. We don't mind traveling, huh, Pastor?
Don't mind traveling.
We definitely don't mind traveling. You know, pick up the phone and call us. We can reach out to you. We do have a new email to give out. YATpodcast7@gmail.com. Write it down. YATpodcast7@gmail.com. Send us an email. And let us know your concerns, any comments, anything. We'll reach back out to you. And just let us know. We'll come to a city near you. No problem. We'll come right to your front door. We'll broadcast live with you. And whatever. We love doing God's work. We made the vow, Lord, send us. We'll go. And we'll be happy to get out here and pound the pavement because that's what Jesus did. And we're made in the image and likeness of our Lord God and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And that's what we'll do. And because we're led of the Holy Ghost and that whatever he tells us, that's what we'll follow. And get ready for everything. We'll be in Foley, Alabama on July the 27th for a big back to school gala over there, giving away some school supplies and hot dogs, hamburgers, and praise and worship going on July 27th at Freedom Park in Foley, Alabama. We'll be going over there. Get ready for that July 27th. Got a lot of activities coming up, so please be getting ready. The website will be coming up here soon within the next few weeks. A lot of great activities going on, a lot of work of the Lord coming up, so get ready. The Apostle, she's getting ready to be on out here in the road with us. She's doing a lot of great work at the House of Judah, so we want to keep her lifted in prayer. So definitely keep the Apostle lifted in prayer for all the great work that she's doing at the House of Judah
and out here in the communities. So we want to definitely keep her lifted up and keep praying for the apostle and everything that she's doing. And we want to thank her openly. It's always good to thank people out in the open and public for all of the great works that they're doing. So, Apostle, thank you for all the great work that you're doing, ma'am. Thank you, and we love you very much.
Well, I thank you, Pastor Whitney, for allowing me to be a servant, because Jesus, I came to serve, and I'm happy to serve God's people. And I'm just excited
Amen.
That you included this mature lady with you.
Amen. I'm blessed to have you with me, too, Apostle. I tell you, sometimes the Apostle had to pull me back because she had to pull me back.
Yeah.
That Rottweiler come out sometimes. She had to pull that chain and pull me back sometimes. So having that mature lady around is always wonderful to have, I tell you. So
thank
we
you,
are.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
So we thank y'all for being with us tonight. We'll be back here
yes.
next Monday. So if you are out there and you're listening, you have anything that you would like to add to the show, any mental, physical, anything with health, dealing with health, contact us. We'd love to have you on the show with us. We just don't talk about just this. We talk about health issues. We talk about physical issues. It's Healthy Mondays, mental, physical, spiritual health. That's what we talk about. We've been talking about the mind. We've been talking about spiritual health, mental health, and we get deep into it. So, and everything starts with God first, and everything surrounds God, even your physical health. So don't ever forget that. You know, don't ever think that every time you turn on that we talking about God, you're going to always get God from us, because we are God-fearing people. We are God's children. We're going to always be about God. This is God's radio station. Everything belongs to God on this side. Everything, we belong to God. So we God's people. And so get ready for that. And we love you. And this is Breaking Chains with Healthy Mondays. And those are my final words. And I'm going to let Pastor Prayers out. I'm going to play a song and we're going to sign off. So I love you. God loves you. And tune in to us. We'll be here tomorrow evening with Pastor Smith out of California. She'll be on at 8:00 Central Standard Time with intercessory prayer, prayer request, and a word from God. Check her out tomorrow night, 8:00 live from California. And they'll be here at 8:00 tomorrow. Pastor, can you pray us out, please?
Amen. Father God, we boldly come before your throne of mercy. Father, we thank you for being able to impart and be your people, Father. Bless your people, Father. Let your words fall on good soil. God, let it take deep root. Let your words be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And as you bless Pastor William, Father, for all the work that he does. Father, I curse the spirit of trauma, anxiety, and fear. It has to leave. I speak health, peace, faith, God, confidence on this, your people, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. We give you praise and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Everyone, have yourself a wonderful night, and you be blessed out there. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
During the course of our lives, we all at some time or another have heard someone say, patience is a virtue. Because the devil will use any ploy to toy with our joy. Quite often when we find ourselves in a quicksand pool of despair, we often forget that Jesus is always there, and everything will work out fine in His time. In His time. In His time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Ecclesiastics chapter 3. And if you're to know the mind of God, you will know about things happening only in His time. Then and only then will you be able to say, Lord, please show me every day as you teach. That you do just what you say in your time. In your time. In your time. You make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring. Made song I have to sing. Be to you a lovely thing in your time. Be to you.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.